Lesson 12.
Word list.
Spin.
Top.
Poke.
Pole.
Tilt.
Amount.
Direction.
Warmth.
Blaze.
Ray.
Slant.
Surface.
Heat.
Tip.
Northern.
Hemisphere.
Southern.
Probably.
Sparkle.
Billion.
Fiery.
Rock.
Bumpy.
Crust.
Soil.
Uneven.
Actually.
Smooth.
Size.
Rubber.
Blanket.
Atmosphere.
Drop.
Storm.
Planet.
Imagine.
Per. Per year. Month. Day.
Circle.
Reflect.
Sliver.
Journey.
Idioms and expressions.
From top to bottom.
10,000 times larger.
Once every week. Month. Year.
First one, then the other.
To spread out.
To give off.
From far off.
All around.
The most you can imagine.
At miles per hour, per second, etc.
Text.
Our Earth. Our Earth is a huge round ball spinning in space. It spins like a top with a stick poked through from top to bottom. The spots where the stick would come out we call the poles, the North and South poles. The Earth is tilted a little. It is always tilted the same amount and in the same direction. Night and day. Our Earth gets its warmth and light from the sun. The sun is a huge blazing ball, a million times larger than the Earth. And it is millions of miles away. The Earth spins round once every 24 hours. It turns to face the sun and spins away again every 24 hours. When our part of the Earth faces the sun, we see sunlight and have day. When our part turns away from the light, we have night. When our part begins to turn towards the sun and we see the first sunlight, we call it morning. When we are facing the sun most directly, it is noon. Then the sun is closest to being straight above us. When we begin to turn away from the sun, we have afternoon and evening and night. This happens to most parts of the Earth every 24 hours. Summer and winter. It takes our Earth 365 1/4 days to travel round the sun. This makes 1 year. As the Earth travels round, first one pole and then the other is tilted towards the sun. When the North Pole is towards the sun, the sun's rays shine down quite straight on the northern part of the Earth, while they slant down towards the southern part. Now, the slanting rays cover a much larger surface of the Earth than the same number of rays coming straight down. The more the rays are spread out, the less heat they give to the part of the Earth they touch. So when the North Pole tips towards the sun, the northern half of the world, or the northern hemisphere, is warmer and has its summer, June, July and August. It also has longer days, because it faces the sun more of the time. When the South Pole is towards the sun, the southern half of the world, or the southern hemisphere, is warmer, and it has its summer, December, January, February. At the same time, the northern half is getting less direct sunshine, because it tips away from the sun. It has shorter days. It has winter. What the Earth is made of? Probably at one time the Earth was blazing hot, like the stars we see in the sky at night. Probably then it gave off light and heat and sparkled from far off like a star. That was billions of years ago. Through the ages, the Earth has cooled, but there is still fiery hot rock deep inside. Towards the outside, the rock is cool and hard. There are different kinds of rock. Some are harder and heavier than others, and they are of many different colours. On the very outside of the earth is a bumpy crust of rock and soil. We look at those bumps, the mountains and valleys around us. We think of the deep lakes and oceans, and we think that the Earth's crust is very uneven indeed. Actually, even with its highest mountains and deepest oceans, the Earth is as smooth for its size as a rubber ball. Covering much of the Earth's surface is a blanket of water, and all around the Earth is a blanket of air many miles thick. This air we call the atmosphere. We breathe it, and it gives us our weather. The air is always moving. The movements of air make winds. Tiny drops of water in the air form clouds. And as the clouds move about, they bring us rain and snow and storms. We know that the air holds some of the warmth coming from the sun. Without the air to stop some of the sun's heat, every part of the earth would be burning hot when the sun's rays strike it. Without the air to hold some of the sun's heat, the earth would be freezing cold at night, too cold for us to live. The stars and the moon. The stars we see at night are really huge suns, like our sun, but they are farther away in space. Some of them have planets like our Earth travelling round them. The stars are so fiery hot that they give off great light and heat, more than the hottest, brightest fire you can imagine. Now, light travels at 186,000 miles per second. But the stars are so far away that their light still takes years to reach us. The light we see coming from some far-off stars started on its journey more than 100 years ago. The moon is a ball of cold rock. It is much smaller than the Earth. It circles round the Earth as the Earth circles round the Sun. Since the Moon is cold, it does not shine with light of its own. We can see it only when the Sun is shining on it, or when sunlight is reflected onto it from the Earth. When that side of the Moon on which the Sun is shining is facing us, we see a round shining circle, a full Moon. Sometimes the sunny side of the moon is only partly facing us. Then we see just half of the circle shining. The other half is dark. When the moon is like this, we call it a quarter moon. Sometimes the sunny side of the moon is away from us. We may see only a sliver of light along one edge. We call this a new moon. The whole journey of the moon round the Earth takes 28 days. We see the change from new moon to quarter to full and back to new moon every 28 days. Our word month comes from the word moon.